With us are in news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate tees up a final vote on the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Senate voted along party lines Wednesday to end debate on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, a key step that puts him on the precipice of confirmation later this week. The 53-47 vote came as Democrats have been forcing Republicans to use up all debate time on President Trump's most controversial nominees. Kennedy's confirmation would put the longtime anti-vaccine activist in charge of the sprawling bureaucracy that oversees the nation's health agencies. HHS oversees 13 separate agencies, and its $1.7 trillion budget accounted for more than 20% of the nation's spending. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There's a promising study to see if injectable weight loss drugs can help people fight alcoholism.
Published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, the small study looked at 48 adults over 9 weeks. Patients in a lab were served their favorite alcoholic beverage for 2 hours and could drink as much as they wanted. Nearly 40% in the group who received semaglutide injections reported no heavy drinking days, compared with 20% in the placebo group. And during a final lab test, those taking the medication drank roughly half as much. Study co-author Dr. Clara Klein at the University of North Carolina says the data is promising and they need more of it. More studies are underway with scientists looking at obesity drugs to treat the abuse of nicotine, opioids, and cocaine. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge has cleared the way for President Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce with a deferred resignation program. It was a significant legal victory for the Republican president after a series of courtroom setbacks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points, the Nasdaq rose 6. This is SRN News. A new poll of evangelicals on global issues.
The survey by Lifeway Research asks respondents to rank the things going on in the world that most deserve the attention of the church in this country. Number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number five overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male college students in Utah will be prohibited from living in female dorms under a bill that's cleared a final legislative hurdle. It passed with veto-proof margins in both chambers and now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who has expressed support for the measure. Under the legislation, students at the state's public colleges and universities can only enter or live in a gendered space, such as a dorm building, that corresponds with their biological sex. This is SRN News. An attorney for New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says the case against his client is over. We hear more on this story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York City.
Attorney Alex Spiro, who represents New York City Mayor Eric Adams, says the DOJ ordering a halt in the bribery case against his client backs what he's always said, that charges by local prosecutors were unfair. Still, Spiro acknowledges the DOJ left the door open to future charges.
Any case could always be revived. There's no reason to think a case built on this shaky foundation will ever be brought again by any office ever.
Spiro says there was no deal with Adams, despite the DOJ saying the charges were disrupting the Democratic mayor's ability to assist President Trump's crackdown on immigration. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.